to my buddy Mike, see if he was on the radio.
Okay. Well, let me step out of the way and let him answer. 10-4 VWA, clear.
KJ4 WMO. KN4 UBG. KN4 UBG, monitor.
Afternoon, I believe it's Kevin and Steve. Steve, are you still in there? KB4 CBA.
Do it again. What's up, Dave?
That's no surprise, though. Supply and demand, there's more people on the road now than there was a month ago.
Yeah, I hear you. So what are you doing?
Finished the tennis match. The funny thing is we decided to start an hour early because it was getting so hot by the time we finished. We were doing that 10 to 12, so we started to do a 9 to 11, and it wound up being a 9 to 12.
It was toasty out there, didn't it?
It's 87 degrees, no clouds, blocking the sun anyway, and, you know, I probably shed a couple of ounces, you know, sweating off, but I held up good. I mean, you know, as far as stamina and all that, for a guy my age, I was proud of myself.
Boy, well, I just wish I had that much get up and go and vim and vinegar and all that good cocoa juice. Well, we're over here in Spartanburg. We're going to go over here and see you here in the sky. Michael Rapierre talk. He's running against, he's running as a Republican against Lindsey Graham.
That'll be interesting. I've heard some good things about him.
74NGU says that he's attended some lunches with him and has, you know, had lunch with him personally, and he says he's a great guy, would make a great senator, but says he doesn't have a chance up against the $13 million war chest for the re-election campaign.
Get out of there, but my opinion. But, wasn't there somebody else in here?
Y'all, but y'all pretty staticky. KN4 UBG mobile.
Calls me all kinds of names. I've never been called staticky.
Oh, man. Well, glad to hear you in there again, man. I know I didn't get too much time to speak to y'all yesterday. Had to hop off and run in the building yesterday, but fixing to get off on Business 85 up here and catch New Cut Road and run over here to my buddy's house and fix his garage door back. So it done raised up 2 foot and cocked sideways. One of the cables came off. So see if we can get him fixed back up.
Well, I've got a Genie garage door opener, and I've got the remotes and the one on you put on your garage wall. I got the one you put on the outside of the house, and it works perfect. The reason I changed it out was because I was tired of hearing that chain, you know, so dang noisy. And when I heard my son-in-law's with the belt on it, I said, man, I got to get me one of those. And so I got a Genie with the belt drive, and, man, it's like night and day.
And belt drive, man, that's the best way to go. Belt drive is about the quietest operator out there. They have Liftmaster, Chamberlain. I tell everybody when they upgrade, you know, just go ahead and upgrade and get you a three-quarter horse or a one and a quarter, one and a half, or something like that. That way it'll last you, you know, the rest of your life. But they're pretty quiet. They really, really built them things to, you know, do what they're supposed to do.
Excuse me, do you know anybody that would want this this other one, the old one? I mean, it's working perfect. I just, you know, it's just sitting there in the floor. I'm gonna take it apart and throw it away if nobody wants it.
Give me a little bit. Maybe after a while, I might come by and pick it up, put it back, keep it. That way, you know, somebody needs one, have one on hand, you know.
But you can take the one that you mount on the outside of the house is actually not a genie, so you can program that to anything. I bought it at, I think Lowe's or somewhere, and so it could be programmed to any brand. And then of course I got two genie remotes that you put in your car, and I got one for the garage, you know, that you mount on the wall. And it seems like and I got the sensors for the door. You know, that shoots the beam across so the door don't close on something. But anyway, yeah, you want me to look you up on QRZ and shoot you an email, send you my address?
Yeah, because I actually upgraded my Gmail. I actually added it to QRZ. Yeah, you can do that. And I get out moving around a little bit. As soon as I leave here, I gotta go pick the wife up. I might be up moving around Greenville in a little while. I'll swing by and pick it up. You over there off of White Hampton, right?
Taylor's just about less than a mile from where Rushford Road dead ends into the Taylor's. We live in one of those subdivisions back in there.
Pull me up on QRZ and send me an email that way. And give me your address. And, I'll swing by and pick it up. I'll take it off your hands. I'll take it home and put it up. That way if somebody needs one, you know, it'd be one sitting around. Buddy of mine was going to give me one, and, I forgot all about it, and he hauled that joker to the landfill. It worked and everything. It had everything with it. I took it down and replaced one for him and put a belt-driven one up. And I just never did get to go by and pick it up. That's back when I was working the door business because I was getting home so late. But, just send me an email. I'll stop by there after a while and pick it up.
JB4CBA. Well, this is the one I put up was a Genie. It's a 7155 model. Have you had any trouble with those? I had to put a board in it. They sent me a new board because it kept getting to where it wouldn't open, and the light turned red on it, and you had to unplug it, plug it back in. It plugs in the ceiling. And luckily, I'm tall enough to do that without a ladder. But you know, it's a headache, and I don't want it happening to my wife. So they're gonna send me a whole new head for it. It's, you know, I don't know when it's gonna get here. That's been a week ago. But have you heard anything about those models? Have people having trouble with them?
No, I hadn't really heard anything about them, but there is a possibility that you can get a bad one every once in a while. I mean, I have one out, put brand new ones in, and a brand new one would not work straight out of the box. I have to go back and replace it. You know, it worked till I left, and after I left, it would quit. And we went out and replaced one time. As far as I know, that one's still running. I never did hear nothing from it, you know, that year or two ago, up until I got let go about a month and a half ago.
I was, I'm really disappointed. In fact, I told the lady, I said, look, I put it up. I said, I've had to take it back down, put a board in it, and reprogram everything. And now you're telling me I'm going to have to put another head on it? I said, how about a little concession here, you know? How about bumping me up to the next model? She said, oh, well, that is the next model. She's lying. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. But she was. She was telling a story because I know. I mean, I've looked on the dang website. I ain't no dummy. But I just wasn't going to argue with her. It kills me when people just lie to your face like that. And so she said, oh, I'll send you a couple of light bulbs. I said, oh, thanks a lot. Don't put yourself out.
I don't know. I'd have told that lady off. I mean, I really would have. I told her, I said, look, you know, I ain't an idiot. You know, I know that there's another model out there. And, you know, I told her, I said, well, let me speak to you, your department. You know, because, you know, that's bad business. That's been what I'd have told her. And somebody would have compensated you for that one.
CBA. Well, I asked to speak to her manager. She said, well, he's going to tell you the same thing. And I said, well, I want to hear him tell me. How about that?
I'd take the new one and put it up there, and if anything happens to it, I'd call them back and I'd tell them, I'd say, look, either y'all going to send me my money back or either upgrade me, you know. And I would tell her what the next one is up, you know, pull it up on the website, tell her what the next one is up, and tell her, say, well, you know, I want that one, and make them send it to you. I was a technician, and we used to have a hard time getting them to send us stuff, and I'd always either, you know, go in and speak to the manager, like you said, or either, you know, one of the other guys.
Customer service ain't what it used to be. I would have never said that to somebody. If they asked for the manager, I wouldn't have said, well, they're going to tell you the same thing. I mean, even if I knew that, I would just, you know, I'd say fine, you know, because that way you don't have to talk to them anymore. But, you know, she just wanted to be a smart aleck. Now, she calmed down a little bit as we kept talking, but, I mean, she was really a smart, well, I'll say smart aleck on the air. And, you know, I really, if I could have done one of those evaluations you do online, she'd have gotten some low marks. Well, let me run here. I'm at Wally Mart. I got to run in and get some tomato steaks for my wife's garden, and I'm going to try and find a damper for my tennis racket, too. My damper is broken, but Lord, it must be. It's probably about 8 years old. But anyway, good talk to you, Steve. You're still in there. I'll see you. 73CU2, and I'm going to clear out of here. KB4CPA.
CBA, you have a good one, and send me that email, and I'll try to get by there this afternoon and pick that thing up. And I'll say 73s to you. I'll say 73s to Steve out there. I've done arrived at my destination here, and see if I can get this cable put back on and get him fixed up. But 73s, KN4UBG, I'll be clear.
DK, radio check.
UBG, go ahead, radio check.
Okay, was looking for somebody who's KO4DZT up on the parkway. KO4DZT, W4NDK, and also other caller. Hope you're doing well. KN4UBG.
Here, I'm doing good, man. I just heard you say radio check, and I was fixing to step out the car there.
That's me. I appreciate it. Glad I'm making it. 73. KO4DZT, this is W4NDK. Do you copy?